When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The fact is we have a large and growing population of unhoused people in this community, and the vast majority of those people, around 90% of them, are, by whatever definition you want to use, from here.
He's been a frequent guest and a friend of our program. His tenure on the Athens-Clarke County Commission, but Jesse Houle, some months ago, announcing that he would not run for re-election, confirmed that decision when he didn't qualify for re-election run, the election that'll take place on May 21st. A couple of candidates did, and one of them joining us in studio this morning. We spoke with Stephanie Maddox-Johnson some weeks ago. Rashi Malcolm joining us this morning. Rashi Malcolm, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
Restaurant owner. Okay, go ahead. Plug the restaurant. Where's the restaurant? What is the restaurant?
So I'm Rashi's Cuisine. I'm located at 585 Vine Street, Suite 3, here in Athens, in Inner East Athens. And we are primarily a Jamaican restaurant.
Okay, explain for me, and I promise we'll talk about your commission campaign, but I want to talk about food for a minute. Explain Jamaican cuisine to me. What do we mean when we say that?
So my husband was born in Spanishtown, Jamaica. Okay. I'm actually born out of Hartford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Culturally, I'm Jamaican. And so when we decided to, I've had Rashi's Cuisine actually since I was, officially since I was 17, legally since I was 18.
The first over off Talisa, you were telling me.
Yes, but I was a catering business.
Oh, okay.
I was 18. So I had that for many years. I've done commercial as well as professional food service as well with contract companies, but I've always had Rashi's Cuisine.
What distinguishes Jamaican cuisine from other cuisine, the Caribbean cuisine? What makes it different?
So to be honest, I get in trouble for saying this. It's really the difference between the spice and the seasoning. For the most part, Southern cuisine, we use a lot of the same cuts of meat.
Mm-hmm.
We call them different things, and some of our cooking techniques are a little different, but in the end we mostly get the same result. If you like jerk chicken,
yep,
you like smoked chicken,
okay,
there you go.
I'll tell you, Vine Street, you said?
Yes, Vine Street.
One of the things, and we'll segue into discussing your campaign for commission here, one of the things that we sometimes hear from people who run businesses in Athens, restaurants or whatever the business may be, or people who try to, is that it can be sometimes difficult, and that sometimes local government is an impediment to some of the things that you folks in the business community want to get done. Have you found that to be the case?
So for me, yes and no. That's kind of a loaded question, because on the one hand, I have been able to navigate the waters in trying to make those roadblocks better for businesses.
Okay.
I was part of the reciprocity bill that passed in 2022 that helps food trucks be able to get one food license in the state, which of course saved thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Yeah, heretofore, before that, if I had a food truck, I had to get a license in Clarke County, another one in Oconee County, and another one in, I don't know, Bibb County. I mean, that's what it had to be, and you were part of the group that led the charge to change that.
That is correct. Yes. Actually, Houston Gaines was the representative that was tasked with helping us get that passed through the state. So I was able to work with him on that bill. I've worked with Spencer Fry during COVID. That made it easier for food trucks to be able to go to interstate exits to be able to provide food services. That was really important, especially because a lot of our trucks, as you recall, during COVID, our trucking industry sometimes had difficulty going through, or they were short and they had longer hauls. And so they didn't always have rest stops that they could go to that provided them with full course meals. And so we were able to help get that passed.
Now, Rashi Malcolm with us. What inspired the campaign for commission?
Well, just seeing a lot of the issues that we have, not just issues, but even some of the progress we have. I feel like, especially when you brought up about businesses, A lot of times small businesses weren't brought up in conversations when we talk about industry and businesses mm-hmm. in this town. And
how can we attract the big industry?
Right.
How can we attract the next big medical right. firm or whatever?
Yeah. Right. And then they talk about small business like, you know, we're like this, especially in the food industry, like we're these low paying wage jobs mm-hmm. and we don't really want better than, you know, for our employees. And so I wanted to be a part of that conversation as I had, you know, being from a business owner from the outside, to be able to say, wait, we want to pay, you know, good wages as well. We want to be able to give benefits. But in order to do that, we need to be part of the larger conversation. When you make concessions for larger industries, those same concessions could be made for smaller businesses.
Such as, give me an example when you say concessions.
So I'm also the chairman of the Industrial Development Authority.
Okay.
And so when we bring in these larger businesses, we may give them tax breaks, we may give them bonds, you know, we may even give them, you know, land for a certain mm-hmm. amount of time for a dollar,
right,
10 years. Mm-hmm. Imagine what that could do for a smaller business who's out here trying to hustle and bustle to pay $2,500 to $6,000 mm-hmm. a month in rent.
Well, this sounds almost like, never mind the size of the business, it sounds almost like some of these offers that you get, okay, buy our phone and you'll get sign up for our service. You get this amazing discount. And I'm over here like, wait a minute, I've been with your service for years. Where's my discount?
Bingo. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Great example. Yes. That's exactly how it feels. I know that I have been a licensed business owner, even though, you know, I started with a home business license since 2006. And so as I've gone up the rails, we're now in 2024 mm-hmm. and I've gone to the Mayor's Commission said, wait, if you can offer Caterpillar, you mm-hmm. know, these concessions, and you always hear, well, they bring in, you know, a larger amount of employees.
Sure.
And I'm like, but at one point they had to start like me. They had to start somewhere. And so I just think that small businesses need to be a part of that larger conversation.
What can Rashi Malcolm, what can one commissioner do?
One commissioner can speak up and work the room with the other nine. You know, in the food industry, you really do have to convince people not only to come try your food, mm-hmm. you also have to work just as hard to keep them there,
right.
to keep them coming back. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the same thing when we're dealing with our local government. Not only do we have to show them, okay, this is what we want, but then we also have to continue to press on to say, this is what we want, this is what we need, this is how we progress, keeping up with that progress. And I'll mention that, you know, when you were talking about the difficulties of being in government in small business, mm-hmm. you know, I talked to John Culpepper, I talked to Mike Canby, you know, and asked him, like, how do you run your business and still be able to be on a commission? Do you find that difficult?
I'm wondering the same thing about you. I mean, I've never, the only thing I've done in a restaurant is eat in one. So I don't know what it's like to run one, but I can only imagine, especially a small kind of family operation, it's got to be 24/7, 365. How are you going to find time to serve on the commission? That's also a very busy job.
Yes. So, and I'm glad you asked that question because I also run two nonprofits. And so, as I tell people,
you got a few minutes spare time somewhere. Okay.
So, you know, as I tell people, they say, well, how are you going to be able to do all of that? I've been doing it. Mm. Like, I have been advocating for this community actively, loudly for over 20 years. I already do constituent services. You know, people use me as the Athens Rolodex. Hey, Rashid, can you do this? Hey, Rashid, can you do that? I already have relationships with the local representatives, the state representatives, even the federal representatives. Mm. You know, I already know how to navigate those waters to try to push for the needs and concerns of not just small businesses, but other needs that we have in this community. The thing is, I really want to point out that I think a lot of people don't think about, when you are on the commission, you have to know and rally and vote for a lot of different things that mm-hmm. you may not have known. Mm-hmm. I think out of the commission, I've pretty much already touched a mm-hmm. lot of those bases. Not all of them.
No.
But at least enough to say that, you know, I'm able to be able to continue to work from the other side.
I think there are many local people, like my parents, that just don't feel comfortable being engaged. There are so many Athenians, when policy decisions are made, they are affected but they're not involved.
Well, Stephanie Johnson running in Athens Clark County Commission District 6, the seat now held by Jesse Houle. Jesse Houle not running for re-election. Stephanie Johnson qualified, as did our guest this morning, restaurateur Rashi Malcolm. The early voting, 3 weeks of it, starting Monday of next week, election day proper, the 21st of May. Continuing our conversation with Rashi Malcolm. Dive into some of the issues here. Just go and make you a commissioner right now. And this short-term rental controversy, that lands on your lap. What are you going to do with this? How do you resolve this thing?
So I've actually been a part of that conversation from this side of the realm. I am a property owner, not just my residence, but I do have a couple of small rentals and as well as commercial business property as well. I have seven tenants, but six rental properties on commercial property. And so as I have had to go around the county and explain to some constituents, I've had many that say, listen, this is how I make my retirement income. I worked very hard to, you know, to purchase these properties.
Would these be classified as short term or longer term? You putting these up
no,
on
these
Airbnb?
These are short term. These are short. These are short term rentals.
You're the one we're talking about.
Yes. Okay. Yes. These are short term rentals. Of course, you know, long term rental properties. You know, we have people who did as well, but a lot of people have found significant money in short-term rentals. And so a lot have crossed over and said it's a lot easier for us to do these short-term rentals than these longer-term rentals because then you have all the issues that come along with it.
But you understand the concerns of people who live in what are supposed to be single-family residential neighborhoods. Suddenly it's the LSU team that's coming in for a game on Saturday, and it's party town in my neighborhood, and that's not what I signed up for.
Correct. And that's something that I've talked with constituents as well. Like, I literally was in a room in District 6 at a meet and greet where, you know, part of the room was like, this is my income. The other part of the room was like, but you're decreasing my value. Mm-hmm. Like, you're decreasing my peace, you know, my well-being, my happiness. And so these are things that, you know, really have to be considered. On the one hand, as a resident, you know, no, I live in a very quiet cul-de-sac. You know, the most noise I hear are deer and coyotes, you know, and people's dogs barking. You know, but on the other hand, as a business owner and as someone who strongly believes in business, you know, and property rights, you know, people have a right to do with their property. So, no, I don't believe in, you know, these hotels essentially being in properties, but there has to be concessions and considerations.
And that's, I ran into Commissioner Mike Hamby and we just had this conversation. And listen, I don't envy you folks who have to make this decision because you're balancing people's rights. My rights as a property owner and who's concerned about my property values and my quality of life, and your rights as a property owner have to some degree the right to do what you would with your property. We know, here's the thing, we know who the problem people are. Maybe you're not one, but we know who the problem people are. We have yet to, I think, and I'm using we collectively, we have yet to figure out how to precisely craft the ordinance that deals with the problem people and leaves the good folks to do what they will. You got some wisdom to add to that?
Yes. And so I have, you know, expressed that to my commissioner and some of the other commissioners as well. You know, my take on the short-term rentals, not just because I'm running as a candidate, but also because I am a trusted source in that, you know, I have that balance of being on both sides of the coin because I want to be able to make money from my real estate. That's why you purchase real estate, right? I want to be fair to my tenants as well. You know, I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be, you know, a part of the progress. But at the same time, again, it's a very tough decision, but you're right. We just have to craft it right for the problem people without excluding those who are truly purchasing this property and they're using it for their income. I mean, taxes are continuously going up. And so, you know, property.
Let's be precise. What they'll tell us, the mayor has sat here and told me, and he's right, that, okay, well, actually, we roll back the millage rate. Yes, but the assessments are through the roof. And I mean, that's a good problem to have. You want you? No, I don't, because I want my property tax bill to be affordable. You're going to price me out of my house.
You know, but again, here we go with that. You have to do the balance because you have people who want their property assessments to go up when they're trying to apply for loans, when they're trying to sell their property, when they're looking at generational wealth. You know,
Donald Trump and I were talking about that just the other day. The other end of that spectrum, and maybe this actually is a contributing factor, the issue of homelessness, affordable housing, the lack thereof. There are all kind of issues, obviously, that go into homelessness, but affordable housing certainly plays into that. That's been discussed for as long as I've been here, and it'll be discussed if you find yourself on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. What do you bring to the question of affordable housing?
So I'm very big on using what we already have. So I have constantly, you know, been advocating for, let's do something about a lot of these abandoned houses, abandoned properties. You know, I'm big on shared spaces. I'm definitely big on land use. Land banks that we have, you know, our county owned land, you know, what are we doing with these things? Instead of us always going out and finding a new place to build, let's look at what, where we already have density. I'll use the best example for me. The most recent is we had a Hardee's that opened not even two, three years. They were open in front of the Walmart on the east side.
Okay.
They built a new Whataburger. But we had the new building that was literally down the road. Could we not have talked to the developers and the owners of the property, you know, to say, hey, instead of us building this whole new structure and taking up this space, why not use space that was already available? You know, it's
already set
up.
But at the end of the day,
that's
a market decision, as is these decisions on so many of these housing.
That is correct.
The county is not in the business, of, generally speaking, not in the business of putting up housing. Should it be?
You know, I think that we have the partnerships here. We depend a lot on our partnerships and organizations here. So I think, should we be in the business of building the housing? No. However, we hold that land for a reason. We have the Athens Housing Authority. We have, you know, Athens Land Trust. We have Habitat for Humanity. We have the East Athens Development Corp. So we have those who are already in place who build these affordable housing for families that are here. And so we use those partnerships for everything else we want to do. Why can't we use those partnerships for housing?
Rashi Malcolm again with us, a candidate for the District 6 seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. District 6, the home of Georgia Square Mall, that property being redeveloped, a meeting on that today. Your thoughts on that, what you'd like to see there, what you expect to see, what you'd like to see?
So I've been really focused on that property for a lot of different reasons. I do like the fact that it will be a mixed-use development. I think that the idea of having put those single-family units, even though they will be in the form of a townhouse, along those edges that face the subdivisions was a brilliant idea, because I've heard it said, so these are not my words, I've heard it said, and I agree, that if we would have just taken that property and just slapped another big piece of commercial plaza, you know, right around those, right around the subdivisions that have been there, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, then it really would have looked like something that we were trying to push people out of their homes. Now it looks like we really are trying to connect the subdivisions, and we're trying to make the community look more engaging. I have a lot of seniors who live out there in that area, and they're pretty excited. Not all, but some are pretty excited about, you know, the 2 miles worth of walk space and the excessive amount of green space that will be available and the new shops that are coming in. And I'm especially excited about the fact that they allowed small businesses that were already there to stay. And they focused on bringing in more small businesses instead of just worrying about these large, you know, JCPenney. Well, Belk is going to be there. But, you know, JCPenney, Sears, you know, Marshall's, these larger industries that, as we saw, took an exodus from us and went across the bridge to Epps Bridge Road.
I mean, I live in a world now where there's no Sears. That 14-year-old me could never have imagined that. Rashi Malcolm, running for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. Malcolm for Commissioner. Spell out the word for, F-R. That's what I wasn't doing earlier when I couldn't find your website. MalcolmForCommissioner.com is that website. Your first foray into elective politics, first time running for anything?
Officially, yes. I mean, if you count in college when I ran for, like, you know, president of, you know,
where was the college?
So I actually graduated from, it was Methodist College at the time. Now it's Methodist University in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay.
I have a bachelor's of science in occupational environmental management with a concentration in regulatory compliance.
Wait, what?
And I'm also a certified paralegal.
Oh, my.
I was focused on environmental justice at the time. And then I also have a master's of science from the University of Phoenix, the Atlanta chapter. And there I have a Master's of Science in Administration, Justice, and Security. I was working on my doctorate at the University of Phoenix as well, but I fell off of a building while I was a contractor for the EPA, and I never went back. So my mom's a little disappointed, but I still have that 3.75. They told me if I
that's like
back.
More life in the last 15 seconds than I've lived in the last 15 years. I mean, the word overqualified comes to mind. Rashi Malcolm, quickly, very quickly, what's the campaign? It's a sprint now. What's the campaign going to be like for you?
So right now we are really going out, we're canvassing, we're talking to the constituents, you know, we're really listening instead of telling. I know people want me to always talk about my platform, but we are out listening to the constituents because we want to I want to be a commissioner that listens to you.
All right. Rashi Malcolm, malcolmforcommissioner.com, running in District 6. Best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.